Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Trying to figure out what it's going to take for the UNC Bears to win the regular season title. Carry the four, subtract a few things, and I think you can get there. But don't take it from me, take it from Jerry Schimmel. Jerry probably knows way more about this setup and what it's going to take for the Bears. Jerry, the voice of the UNC Bears. Jerry, always great to catch up with you, my man.
Thank you. And by the way, you're assuming something you shouldn't assume, that I'm smarter at that than you are. Okay, just so you know that up front.
Well, I'm trying to go through this. I was texting Coach Smiley this morning, too, and I was like, okay, so Montana State needs to beat Southern Utah, but then lose the rest. Southern Utah needs to lose one at least. Weber State needs to lose to Southern Utah. The Bears need to win out. I think then you're hoisting a Big Sky Conference trophy. You put a banner up, and it's that simple, Jerry.
It's that simple. Okay, yeah. That would be awesome. That really would be a lot of fun. But really what it comes down to is bragging rights and a trophy. What you really want to do, obviously we all know this, is win that tournament, win the Big Sky tournament. And I was thinking about this the other day, Brady. I guess it was the last game the Bears played, but I'm thinking that, you know, maybe it's best it doesn't happen that way. Because if you're shooting for that conference championship, I think you're expending so much energy physically and especially mentally to get there, to figure it all out. And then if you get there, you got to play. And I would just rather have the Bears be rested and ready when that tournament comes around so they can possibly win three games there and go to the big dance. So obviously nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. It's kind of like the Nuggets. I mean, they win the Northwest Division, but where does that get them in the playoffs? So it's sort of like that, but you always want to win. You want to win a championship when you can. You might not have that opportunity for a while. But I think the biggest thing that the guys have their eye on is that Big Sky tournament championship.
And Jerry, what do you make of this team right now? Now, there's been some inconsistencies throughout the course of the season. You see them beat a team like Weber State. Heck, even in that first Weber State game, you see them dominating the first half, and then they get dominated in the second half. They beat Southern Utah twice. We know, I mean, they at the beginning of the season, they were duking it out with teams like Texas and Colorado State. I mean, you were seeing this team put up some heck of a fight against some great teams. Then they beat the Montanas. Then you see them drop a few strange games, you know, the Eastern Washingtons, the Idaho States. Is there any part of you that's worried that once you get into the conference tournament that they aren't going to be able to put it together consistently for, what, three games?
Yeah, there's always that concern because you're right. It's been an up-and-down season that way. And I think especially at home, you know, they've lost some really tough games at home that they shouldn't have lost, and maybe a game or two on the road where more than they didn't play well was the ball just to bounce their way. But, I think what they had that tendency to do, especially at home, Brady, from what I can tell, is just kind of take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And they can't afford to do that. Even the worst teams in the Big Sky, teams with the worst records, are very talented teams. I mean, Sacramento State's got some terrific players. Idaho's got a couple of guards that are as good as anybody in the league. So if you're going to let up at all, you're going to get beat in the Big Sky because there's a lot of talent. And that being said, I do believe this with all my heart, that the Bears, have as much talent and have as great a chance as winning this conference tournament as anybody. I think they're as talented as anybody. They when they play well, they're as good or better than anybody. So, yeah, they have been inconsistent, but I think they know what's on the line. You got to win those three games. And for that reason, and especially Brady, too, because there's so much experience there. They start five seniors. They've been around this block before. They know what it takes. So I think that once they get in that tournament, I don't think they're going to take that foot off the gas pedal at all. I'd be surprised if they did.
Yeah, it was so nice to get that win, though, against Idaho. Either way, because we had talked about it last week, Jerry. I mean, the schedule has been brutal for UNC. Getting a first-round bye is absolutely crucial. So now, no matter what happens, two tough games. You're on the road, Montana and Montana State. No matter what happens, you've at least advanced to the second round already, so you get an extra day of rest. I thought that was just so critical to be able to get that win over Idaho.
It is, and it was, no question about that, and that's what you shoot for, because you get that first round bye and it just eliminates a game, plus it gives you an extra day of rest, like you said. Plus, for UNC, up until this week, they've been hammering. They're playing, eight games in 16 days or 15 days, something like that. Just a crazy schedule that college kids aren't used to playing, mentally or physically. In the NBA, you play to play those kind of games. You play three games a week, but not at that level, not at the college level. And so for that to happen, it just kind of takes your breath away a little bit. And I think it affects you as much mentally as physically. So I just think the fact that they have a little break now between the last game and this game on Thursday, and then they got that first round bye, rested, ready to go, and I think they'll jump out and play well, I believe, in that tournament.
Yeah, and it's going to take – listen, I mean, Dalen Kuntz, for the most part, has been – in my mind, I think you've said this too, he's probably the Big Sky Conference player of the year. But, I go back to who's going to be that other guy. You know, is Bodie Hume going to put together a string of games in this conference tournament? I mean, last year, in two of their games, he had 30 points apiece. And so that was crazy, 60 points in two games. It was nuts. So if you could get that, I think you're winning the tournament. I think you're going to move on to the big dance. But it doesn't just come down to Bodie. I know that. They're going to need everybody stepping up in a big way. And, that's guys like Matt Johnson and Drew Cookshausen. If he can get hot, man, you can do some special things.
You can, yeah. And Dalton Connect can probably be in that group, maybe a little lesser that way, but he can get hot and kind of carry a team offensively. So that's what you hope for, Brady, is you have one guy that's having an off game, whether that's Dalen Kuntz or whether that's Bodie Hume or somebody else. You've got some other guys that could come in and pick up that slack, and that's a sign of a good team. You don't rely on that great score every single night, and if you don't get 25 points from Dalen Kuntz, you're not going to win. That's not the case with this team. They're very good at picking each other up. There have been some games that the Bears have won and won rather easily when Bodie Hume was not a factor. 2 points, two rebounds, and they still win by 15 points. So that's just a sign of a balanced team, sign of a lot of leadership in my mind, and a sign of a lot of talent that can pick each other up.
Jerry, any concern about the bench? You mentioned Dalton Connect, and obviously he has been very consistent coming off the bench for this team. Another 10 points for him against Idaho, so nobody's worried about him, but not very deep. Is that a concern for you, or do you look at this and say, hey, we're getting kind of like NBA playoffs. You get closer, you get into these tournaments, it's pretty much going to be a rotation of your studs.
Yeah, and I think that the Bears are good with that. I mean, that's the way they played all season long. They haven't got offensive production from the bench, but they are playing four guys off the bench. They get a nine-man rotation. And when those guys come in, there are no plays being run for them. They have very few opportunities to put anything on the scoreboard, assists, rebounds, maybe some rebounds, but no scoring, no assists, because they're just not in the play. So, but they're giving the starters a break. They're getting some minutes for those guys, which is key, and that's really what you want. There aren't a whole lot of teams, the Big Sky, Brady, to be honest, that have a guy coming off the bench that's going to light up. They really don't. The Bears had that with Drew Cookshausen when he was coming off the bench and lighting it up on three-point land, but there are very few of those guys. Everybody relies on basically five or six guys. So I think it's going to be different than any other team. And the Bears have adapted that way, and they seem to play just fine with a nine-man rotation where basically five of the guys are contributing.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement still to be done here before we round out the season. Montana State has three games remaining on that regular season, and then they just lose to Montana. So, I mean, if you want to look at it, I don't think anybody, Jerry, is looking at the conference saying, oh, it's Montana State's to lose, it's Weber State's to lose. I think when you go from the Montana's up, and who knows, maybe Eastern Washington does something crazy, but Montana to UNC to Weber to Southern Utah to Montana State, it does kind of feel like it's up for grabs.
It does. There's no question about it. And I feel that way, too, because every time I feel really good about a team like Montana State, they get beat. They get beat more than once. Or Southern Utah and their great, talented team. And Weber State, all those guys, you think, all right, well, that's the most talented team in the conference. And then you see that they get beat. I mean, Idaho beat Weber State and Montana State back to back. So it's a crazy conference that way. It's unlike football, where you had four or five really good teams and you had four or five poor teams. This league is pretty stacked talent wise, top to bottom. And we hear this all the time, but man, it's true in the Big Sky. Anybody can beat anybody in a given day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what makes these conference tournaments so much fun, and I cannot wait, Jerry, to hear you finish these last two games of the season, but to get out on the road and cover this Big Sky Conference tournament. I think it's going to be a blast. We'll have it on KFKA.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. You know, we've done these games, these road games remote all year long, which has been fine. But, man, I'm really excited about being at the venue rather than just in Greeley being at the visiting venue and being able to kind of sap all that up and, you know, take it all in. And looking forward to it. I just got a feeling about this team. I think they're gonna open some eyes in that conference tournament. I've said this the other day. I think it was on Tanner's show. I said, if there are basketball gods, and I'm not sure there really are, they're probably, you know, tongue-in-cheek basketball gods, but they start five seniors. Who does that? You know, So let's reward five seniors playing their last three games with a conference championship in that tournament. So I just got a hunch. I'm usually not very accurate with these hunches, but I've got a hunch on this one.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a great group to follow along to. I mean, I think about Bodie quite a bit because he was our Preps Player of the Year when it came to basketball when he was playing for Sterling. So we've kind of watched that kid grow up and then literally grow up. Jerry, he's 9,000 feet tall. He can't fit in the studio when he comes in on Tuesdays. So it's been fun to watch those guys really progress. Yeah. They've all got some fun stories and great personalities.
Oh, their backstories are all there. There's so many incredible backstories there. You know, Bodie, you know, is 5'7" as a freshman in high school, and he's 6'8". I mean, that is almost unheard of. Every NBA player has that big growth spurt, but not 13 inches in high school. And Matt Johnson's a walk-on. He was 140 pounds when he came to UNC, and Kurt Jankuch has this crazy refugee story, and it goes on and on. So these guys are so great. The coaching staff is wonderful. I can't pull for anybody more than I'm pulling for this team right now.
Yeah, you're right. That coaching staff, so many great guys right there. We say that, you know, but these are guys that, how you doing, man? They ask you how you're doing. How's life? I mean, those are the kind of guys you just can't help but support.
Exactly right. And I think about this, too. I spent 20 years in the NBA chasing a coach down for the pregame interview. I mean, literally, like, okay, where are you? Where can I got to get on the air? And Steve Smiley comes up to our broadcast position before every. I don't even have to go get him. He comes and gets me. So I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
it's really humbling. I mean, it's really impressive that the attitude these guys have. And I say, Steve, you don't have to do that. I'll come and get you. No. This is part of the gig. This is part of my job. I'll come find you. It's like, okay, that'd be fine with me. So it's been a really, really fun group to be around this year.
Yeah, Jerry, I know you know this. Obviously, you just said it. I mean, Steve is one of those guys that he goes above and beyond, you know, and wants to make sure people are learning about his program, even if they're not going to the games. He's trying to educate as many people as possible to get out there. And again, you got to love it, Jerry. Amazing Americans. I continue to just love this program. My mother-in-law and I were talking about you over the weekend listening to you. I love the show. I love what you're doing. What do you got on tap for us this coming weekend?
Yeah, this coming weekend is a guy named Bob Babbitt, and Bob is the CEO of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. And if you look up Challenged Athletes Foundation, CAF, you see incredible stories. I've probably had, over the last 3 years, I don't know, a dozen or so challenged athletes that have been through that program on my show, losing limbs or born without them or whatever it might be. And Bob is the CEO of Challenge Athletes Foundation, and he's grown that thing to nothing into, I think they have a budget of $55 million, something like that. They give away grants to all these people that get involved in athletics. Bob was a championship triathlete himself back in the 80s, and so he has kind of turned that love of a sport into helping disabled athletes love the sport. So he's extremely articulate and funny, great stories. So you will love Bob Babbitt this weekend on Amazing Americans.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. Love it, Jerry. Keep up the great work, and looking forward to that program. Looking forward to the coaches show and these final two games of the regular season. And of course, the Big Sky Conference tournament. It's going to be a blast.
I agree. I'm looking forward. It's going to be the next 2 weeks are going to be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to have fun. Hopefully, listeners and fans of the Bears will have as much fun as I do.
Yeah, you know it, man, and I'm with you. I think some special things are in store for this team. Jerry, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, host of Amazing Americans. He's thinking something special's cooking in Greeley, Colorado. Maybe this Bears team can get over that hump. I would love to see it. 35 minutes after the hour, we'll talk. Hey, Michael Porter Jr. might be cleared to go in March, but not so fast. We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.